We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Kansas has to eliminate their turnover issues.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Oklahoma has three guys who can score. Who picks up the slack after that? This could be an amazing run for Baylor.
Big 12 This Week is presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Also brought to you by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
And welcome back. Coming up tonight, good portion of the show, maybe the majority of the show, will be Bob Bowlsby, the Big 12 commissioner. And we're going to start, jump right into this. He's joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline. Commissioner, I saw an article that you told ESPN that the Big 12 needs to be, quote, up and running by mid-July if college football is going to start on time. What does up and running involve?
Well, we have collaborated, we being the autonomy conferences and the NCAA and the American Football Coaches Association, have all been considering what it takes to get back to playing football. And so that comment was really about the sport of football, not necessarily any of the other fall sports. But we feel like there needs to be a couple week of reacclimation because the players are at home and they're not training in the same way that they would be training if they were on campus. So that 2 weeks plus 4 weeks of preseason camp to get ready for the season equates to 6 weeks. And so if you back up from the first game on Labor Day weekend, that puts you at mid-July. And so by up and running, I mean we have to be back to training on campus and providing meals and providing housing and preparing for the season. And you move from the voluntary training regimen that you have this time of year to a more required training environment. And so the 6 weeks seems like it's about the minimum that coaches and administrators and medical professionals would be comfortable with in terms of preparing young people for competition on a regular schedule. Now, if we get backed up and we can't get started by then, then we start beginning to look at ways to delay the season, because I think safety has to be first and foremost. And so if that 6 weeks is right, and we believe it is, it will necessitate sliding the season if we don't get started by mid-July.
Now, there's some talk about trying to get student athletes on campus as early as the beginning of June, and I know that the different conferences are going to have their separate meetings. And then I also believe, at the time of this interview, I don't know if we know that the NCAA Division I Council was going to vote to lift the nationwide moratorium. So how does all of that tie together? Maybe we can break that down in pieces. First with the council and their vote and then their decision. Do you have to wait on that? And then can conferences move individually? How will all this work in order?
Well, the autonomy conferences, the SEC, the Big 12, Big 10, Pac-12, and ACC acted in concert to put in place an activities policy, and that's what expires on May 31st. It really is not an NCAA rule. It's a self-imposed management tool that we collaborated to put in place. But there is a role for the NCAA. They obviously will define what that two-week acclimation period that I mentioned will look like, what you can do within that window, whether you can do football drills and skill development and have footballs in play and that sort of thing. But they'll also have something to say about what can go on between now and when that reacclimation period starts in July. And so that likely will include voluntary workouts of one sort or another. Sometimes they're supervised, sometimes they're not supervised. Those are things that all need to be worked out. What kind of nutrition we can provide, what kind of academic support for those that are in school. There's already been a waiver put in place by the NCAA that will allow student athletes to be on campus and training without being actually registered in school, which previously would not have been the case. And so there are just a number of bylaws and stipulations that need to be either amended or waived or set aside to accommodate these unusual circumstances. But, you know, more than anything else, we need to work with doctors and scientists to make sure that our facilities are properly disinfected and that we have the necessary testing available and that we've done the necessary procedural planning and that triage systems are in place and that we know what we need to do and how often we need to do it to disinfect our weight rooms and training rooms and locker rooms. And, you know, we really need hospital quality disinfectant. So, you know, there's a whole lot of things that have to go into all of this. And, you know, among them, how do you go about social distancing in team meetings and in classes? And, you know, are we going to change the way we design our weight rooms and how close together do you put workstations and the like? So, you know, there's just a whole bunch of short-term things that need to be worked out. And then, you know, there are probably some long-term things that need to be worked out. We may find that we want every football player to have a plexiglass screen inside their helmet. You know, some voluntarily do that now. But it could become standard practice to do things like that to minimize the transmission likelihood. So, you know, it's just we're going to have a new normal, and we have to have a pretty good idea how we're going to deal with the surprises before we dive into that new normal.
So when you're, and I say you are, but as a group talking with health officials, it's more now of putting plans in place and how things should look and protocols. Is it more that than health officials saying to you, you know what, wait a minute, let's pump the brakes on this. We shouldn't be talking about this yet. So I'm almost gathering that it's kind of a, hey, this is going to happen. Let's just make sure that we've got everything in place, and we'll get this rolling here as soon as we can, as soon as we check all the boxes. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that is fair. In the end, these are relatively local decisions. Governors, public health officials in each state are going to be making those kinds of decisions and empowering boards of trustees and university presidents to make decisions. And so I think public health officials and governmental representatives, they're gonna make the when decision as much as anybody, and then our scientific and medical advisors will help us with how we go about doing those things, and all of those processes are in various stages in various states. I've spoken with the governors in all five of the states in which we have institutions, and they've put me in touch with their public health officials. And of course, there are many on our staff who are working on this right now. Ed Stewart has been particularly busy. He's our football lead, but he's also the liaison with our team physicians within the conference, and we have an outside consulting organization that specializes in infectious disease mitigation in the sports environment, and they are the chief advisors to the NFL and to a lot of other institutions. So we feel like we're getting the best advice that we can, but everybody will eventually get to the point where they have confidence that they have done everything they can to put in place the necessary procedures to come back safely. That doesn't mean we won't have episodes of outbreak. It doesn't mean that there won't be positive tests. And it doesn't mean that campuses are going to be immune from having big outbreaks. Campuses are a petri dish for social interaction and social disease transmission. And so I just think we can't any of us go into this without the full realization that there likely will be some positive tests from time to time. And we need to know how we're going to deal with those. And if they're in the sports environment, if you get one positive test, do you quarantine a whole football team or a whole volleyball team? Maybe it's a few people that were most closely around that particular person. There's some interesting things that I've heard about recently with regard to pool testing, and what they do is, they'll take a 100 individuals and they'll do the testing in 10 pods, and then if they have a positive test in that pod, they will go back and retest all 10 of the people that are in that testing pod. And what that does is it keeps you from having to administer 100 separate tests to 100 separate people. You can use shared tests, and if anybody in the pod tests positive, you go back and you do some retesting. And so, that's a that's not necessarily the ideal way to do it, but it certainly is a lot less expensive and equally as effective if you do it that way. And I think in an athletic environment, especially in sports that are in close, where the participants are in close proximity to one another, testing every second or third day is not going to be uncommon, and so it is important, but it's also very expensive. And as we think about our non-conference schedules, we want to make sure that the institutions we're playing against are employing the same testing and mitigation protocols that that we're doing on our campuses. And so, you know, there just is there is an enormous amount of complexity that goes along with this that is way beyond my understanding of the of how these kinds of diseases travel and proliferate. But we feel like we've got the right kind of advisors on it, and we have to, you know, there's an admitted amount of risk involved when you begin to ease restrictions, and that's what states are finding out right now is as you ease the limitations, you tend to see a spike in the number of infections.
We'll continue our conversation with Bob Bowlesby, Big 12 Commissioner, on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline. You can listen to Big 12 This Week on TuneIn under College Sports Now. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12.
Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
We're back on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack, joined by Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline. Remember, you can listen to the show as a podcast each week. Go to Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify, Big12Sports.com. Wherever you download your podcast, subscribe to Big 12 This Week. There's so many things. Your head starts swimming when you start thinking of all these questions. So I'll try to keep these in my mind so I remember them. You talk about hoping that other conferences are aligned with what you're thinking and your procedures in the Big 12. Are the conferences working with different health officials, or is there a blanket organization or a blanket group that everyone is going to try to get a consensus as to the best way to go about things?
Well, it's a combination. There are some things. We each have an advisory group that is comprised of medical personnel and researchers that are advising us. We have medical schools on many of our campuses in the Big 12, and so we rely on them. In the case of the Big 10, they have at the University of Nebraska, they have one of the foremost infectious diseases research programs, so they rely heavily on them. But it's a collaboration at a high level, but it's also our own individual initiatives. And then, you know, we've been on calls with the White House COVID-19 task force representatives and with Vice President Pence and his staff. And so, you know, we feel like we have access to the best medical and scientific advice that we can find and or hire. And so I feel very good about the advice we're receiving. But even among healthcare professionals, how the disease morphs and mutates and changes is almost a constant process. And, you know, what was a great idea 3 weeks ago may not be a great idea today. And this is going to be a constant evolution going forward. And, you know, we're not accustomed to that sort of management in the athletics environment. Our typical environment is, you know, we see our opponent, we scout them, we put a plan together and we execute it, and then we go back and we evaluate how we did. And this just isn't that way. It's a moving target. It affects some people differently than others. It is a very challenging and really unprecedented environment for not only athletics, but for our country at large, more importantly. And, you know, there is going to be a new normal, just like there was a new normal with air transportation after 9/11. There will be changes in the athletics environment that never go back to what we previously knew as normal. And so I just think we've got a lot of people that are involved in the athletics enterprise that are unaccustomed to this sort of requirement in terms of disinfectant and how you treat patients and what you do when you see a positive test. You know, our inclination is to fight through it. Well, you know, there are components of this that you just simply don't fight your way through.
You had mentioned a level of risk. There, you realize there's going to be some level of risk when you do this. And I don't know if you've heard from medical experts, but the way I look at it is, no matter when college football starts, or you can take anything, no matter when restaurants open, no matter when this happens, no matter, there's going to be a level of risk, whether that happens in July, whether you wait until November, wait until next year, whatever your time frame, there's always going to be that level of risk. Are health officials saying, well, if you've got the stuff in place, you can jump in, and it's not going to make much of a difference if it's June, July, or August. That level of risk is going to be pretty much the same.
Well, I think the level of risk and the opportunity to mitigate that risk is growing with each passing week. We're only 60 days into this from an athletic standpoint, and not even 90 days into it from a societal standpoint. So we know a lot. We know a lot more than we did 30 days ago, and we'll know a lot more 30 days from now. And I think there'll be a continual learning curve that goes along with this. And so waiting, I think, can lower the risk. It isn't going to eliminate the risk. When students come back onto campuses, there is some risk that they will have a large or small infection outbreak. When student athletes gather in a locker room and coaches are in there with them and support staff and others, there are people in that mix that will be more severely impacted by a positive diagnosis than others. There's just no way to eliminate the risk. It's like trying to eliminate the risk of getting the flu. You get a vaccine, you get inoculated, and you wash your hands and try and stay away from people that are sneezing. But to some extent, this is a much more virulent strain of virus than influenza. Although for many people, it's a relatively mild set of symptoms. For people that are my age or that have underlying health issues or pre-existing conditions that are, especially those that are that pertain to respiratory matters, it can be a deadly situation. So, when you look at risk, there are people that are at greater risk than others, but everyone is at some level of risk. And if there's some level of risk, it's a fair question to ask: do you want to wade into it? Why would you take any risk? Well, if we're going to begin to return to the things that our society has become accustomed to, we're going to take some risk when we go out of our house and go to the grocery store. We're going to take some risk when we go and socialize in a park or wherever. Some things are more risky than others, and we're learning more about that. And I think we'll continue to learn about it. But we're also going to finish a football season, if we play one, that is going to finish right during the beginning of the virus and cold and flu season. And so as you think about perhaps the second half of the season, we're like leaning into a situation where it's the time of year when infections begin to go up of all kinds, not just COVID-19. So, it's a moving target. But to directly answer the question about the risk and is it the same today as it was last month or as it will be next month, I think the risk is going down because our ability to understand how the virus moves and what causes it to be mitigated is getting better. how we disinfect, what we use, how we separate ourselves, how, you know, those kinds of things. I think our learning is improving, and so when that happens, the risk is forced downward. And, you know, that's not going to keep us from having a huge outbreak at some point in time, potentially. But we're learning all the time, and I think we'll keep learning.
Our conversation will continue with Big 12 Commish Bob Bowlsby on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline next. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12.
Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Big 12 this week. I'm Bill Pollack. Reveal Suits helps you turn your suit into a statement with their officially licensed logos. They say where passion meets fashion. Look, you're not going to be zooming. Is it zooming? You're not going to be zooming for the rest of your life, for the rest of your business life. You're going to be out in public again. You're going to be visiting people. And so what better way to draw a connection? Because you're not going to be shaking hands. You're not going to be getting close. So let them get a look at what you're all about. And your suit and your wardrobe says it all. And it's an opportunity for you to show your passion, perhaps your company logo. Perhaps it was the Big 12 school that you graduated from. So go to RevealSuits.com and just look at the clothing that they have. And they offer up to 35 different measurements for your suit. So it will fit you. It won't be something that you would get, like, say, off the rack. So Carlton Dixon, the CEO, is obviously always talking about that and would love for you to go and book an online appointment. In fact, when you go to RevealSuits.com, they have a chat box down at the bottom. But one of the things that we talked about last week is their COVID-19 assistance relief. And it's an opportunity for you right now to buy disposable face masks or that KN95 protective mask. So they've got different types that you can purchase right through RevealSuits.com. And as soon as you go to their site, you click on one of the masks that you look for. In fact, I'm doing it right now in real time. And you can get the disposable masks for as little as 90 cents per mask. And you set your quantity. You can go up to 5,000. Add it to your cart. Easy checkout, and you're on your way. So RevealSuits.com doing their part to help you, and also check out their great clothing line as well. RevealSuits.com. All right, continuing our conversation with Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline. What are the plans in place if there's a school within the Big 12 that has issues with continuing to play, or if you get started in a season and somebody says, wait, I've got an issue, or there's opponents in non-conference play where there's a school that says, no, we're not going to do this. What kind of happens? Do you kind of have to be fluid with how the season and everything plays out and how the whole season unfolds?
Well, we're going to have to be flexible for sure.
Yeah.
And our athletics directors have talked about that. You know, that we're going to have somebody that on Tuesday has a positive test in their locker room, and they're going to have to quarantine some of the players. And their opponent on that Saturday may very well call and say, we're not prepared to get on an airplane and fly to your location and play a game against people that may have been infected. And so our athletic directors are going to have to decide, is that a forfeit? Is that declared no contest because of the pandemic? Is it rescheduled? Do you change the site of the game? We're going to have to work our way through all of those things, but this is a linear process in many ways. And our first task is to get back to campus and get started on as much as we can in that mid-July period and take some steps towards that first football game. And if we get into the season and there's a disruption on one team, we may end up having to cancel or postpone games. And if we do that, then there are a limited number of options. We could play deeper into December. It's one of the models that we have done scenario planning on. But we could end up with a split season. If we ended up with half our teams that have outbreaks, it's hard to finish a schedule. We may be matchmaking games during the course of the season where two teams from different leagues lost games due to their opponents having positive tests, and we end up saying, well, why don't you come on over to our place and we'll play a game on Saturday, or we'll come to your place. We could end up with teams playing each other more than once during the course of a season in order to get the games in. They're just a whole array of things that we would have never thought about in any other circumstance that might be required. And we're going to have to make those decisions in real time, but to the extent we can, we have to do planning ahead of time and think about as many scenarios as we possibly can. Someone asked me yesterday about moving to a spring season. Doesn't it give us a better chance of getting the season in? Well, it might. Right now would be the end of the football season if you thought you were going to play in March, April, and May. But the last 2 months, we've been on lockdown. We've been right in the midst of the pandemic and all the things that go along with it. So, absent a vaccine, moving to the spring doesn't necessarily guarantee us anything. But if we got forced into it by virtue of disruptions in the fall or something along those lines, we certainly see it as an option. But I don't know that it's. It would be option A, B, or C, but it's not inconceivable that that could happen. So, it's just they're just a lot of moving parts. We're trying to scenario plan on it as many of them as we can, but there's a portion of this that is just going to have to be made by fair-minded people acting in real time.
And I want to pick up on that on the other side of this break. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby with us on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12.
Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. My guest is Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline. When your comments came out a couple of weeks ago, and there was a big write-up about it, how you were talking about, hey, you know, we might have to split the season. You'd kind of laid out the scenarios that you just did. My first thought is, boy, why would Bob say that when you have sponsors and television? There's a business aspect of this. And I was thinking, I was looking at it, a pure college football wins and losses, how are we going to find a champion type of mindset. And then I stopped and I took a couple days to kind of think about it. And I wanted to ask you this. This football season, isn't it more of a grander picture of, and is there a sense of responsibility that college football and other sports could kind of lead the way of getting society back to normal?
Yeah, I think that's very true. College football and sports in general is a big part of our culture and a big part of our society. And I do think that we need to have some of that normal. It's a fair question, I think, to ask if people's habits around public assembly will change as a result of this. And so, you know, you wonder if people are going to want to sit cheek to cheek in a football stadium with people they don't know, given what we've been through, and that would certainly be prevalent for people that are over 50 and may have some underlying health issues. You just wonder why you would take the risk when you have a really good option at home on TV, but. This is a big part of the American psyche, and our society is great because we don't let things defeat us. We find ways to work around it, and we find ways to have new prosperity. And there may be some things that change forever. I suspect there will be. On the other hand, the more normal we can be, the better we'll like it. And so, our student athletes want to play, our coaches want to coach, our fans want to be a part of it. But the reality is the psychology may be that people don't come pouring back to stadiums like they have previously. We may find that through social distancing, we can't enter people into every one of the entrance corridors, and we may have to do special things to separate people in concessions lines and restroom lines. If you're social distancing in a stadium environment, does an 80,000 seat stadium become a 25,000 seat stadium with people will spread out around, and what does that do to the revenue? And the revenue from football, the sponsorships, the donations, the gate receipts, and the television account for something between 50% and 75% of the universities in our league's revenue. And so it's vitally important to the rest of the athletics program to be optimizing revenue. But that optimization is probably going to look a little different than it did previously. And so I just think when you add all that together, there's both the psychological and the societal aspects of it, but there's also the practical financial aspects of it as well. And we certainly aren't going to compromise anybody's safety or health in order to capture revenue. But it's not an insignificant consideration for universities at the level that, that ours play in college sports.
Bob, I want to thank you for your time. I hear your reminders going off. I know you have a lot to get to, so I certainly appreciate all the time you've given us for the show this week. I did see a list of names of former Big 12 student athletes who are on the front lines, and the list is too long to mention, but just impressive the number of doctors and nurses and frontliners from Big 12 schools that are on this pandemic. And I saw the Big 12 website honored those names. I thought that was a great idea.
Well, thank you. We've obviously had some extraordinary people come through our universities and our programs, and our universities are huge economic drivers and huge thought drivers in their areas, very, very highly influential. But we also have some of the smartest people on the planet that are working on our campuses, and that includes student athletes that have come through our programs. And so this is a time when I would tell you that our presidents and chancellors, our athletics directors, our football coaches have been phenomenal. They have been very thoughtful in their consideration of the issues. And while there are some real challenges that we're all dealing with, I also think there are some things that draw us closer and make us more loyal to one another, and really allow us to put our best foot forward in helping everybody concerned to return to as close to normal as we can.
Absolutely. Commissioner Bob Bowlesby, thank you so much for your time, and let's catch up a couple weeks down the road. We'll get an update.
Great. Good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. More coming up. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light. Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit revealsuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light. Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. It's time for Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. So I went to the Big 12 website, big12sports.com, and I said I'm going to pick this week's selection based on the first football player who popped up. And it turns out it was Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts. And of course, the Philadelphia Eagles selected Hurts with the number 53 pick in the draft. 3,800 yards, 32 touchdowns, 8 interceptions during his senior season, and he led the Sooners to the college football semifinal. And I thought, well, wait, let me think about the end of the season. Because Hurts played okay, but they lost at K-State, beat Iowa State by 1. Hurts had 3 turnovers in the 3-point win at Baylor. They only beat TCU at home by 4. So I had to go down to the Bedlam game, and I was reminded of how well Kennedy Brooks had done in that game, not just the Oklahoma State game, but in the previous 4 games. He was going at a 6.7 yard per carry clip, 534 yards, and he capped off the regular season going for 160 and a touchdown in the 7th-ranked Sooners 34-16 win over number 21 Oklahoma State. So I said, wait a minute, Kennedy Brooks is making it look natural.
There's a handoff to Brooks. Big hole left side, 40, 35, watch out. Big block down the sidelines at the 10, swims through, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown. C.D. Lamb sprung him, and Mr. Brooks finished it. Ha-ha! 3rd and 2 from the 3. The snap, handoff, Brooks up the middle, into the end zone, touchdown! Kennedy Brooks!
Toby Rowland with the call. That is Kennedy Brooks making it look natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, 6% alcohol, Big 12, meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new social distancing necessity. Drink it responsibly. It is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit revealsuits.com to begin your order today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Back on Big 12 this week, and again, I want to thank my guest, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby. Great stuff. We're getting closer. So stay safe, and we will talk to you again next week. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.